And as a little update, just this is the typical kind of stuff that you get in response. And it's really sad because you can't reason with people. So what we get in response to this is that Mike Pence is a swamp rat. So we start out with ad hominem personal attacks, right? Mike Pence is a swamp rat. Oh, okay. So what I'm actually asking you for here, it doesn't matter. There's no talking to you. So Mike Pence is a swamp rat because he didn't uphold the Constitution. So this is such an inversion of reality. It's incredible. Mike Pence didn't have any authority. This stuff isn't arguable. You live in a bubble. You have a very strong prior commitment to some narrative, and you are impervious to any facts. I'm speaking to this person, and I'm speaking to the general, whatever that 20% is that really cling to Trump. Yeah, the election wasn't stolen, first of all, and Mike Pence didn't have any authority to do what Trump was asking him to do. I actually did an entire podcast on the Hawaii case, and I show you why, because that's what Rudy Giuliani and Eastman and all these guys came up with. Oh, yeah, the Kennedy or Nixon election in 63 in Hawaii set the precedence. You talk about fake news, man. It's just over the top. I don't even want to try to unpack all of this for you because it doesn't really matter because you won't come to reason. And this is really sad. Hopefully this guy doesn't get in power. I don't think so. But, you know, we need a trial. This guy needs to go to trial. And I'm really just kind of flabbergasted that these are adult people that we're actually talking to here, you know. But throw out these wild things, you know. The whole hearings are nothing but a Hollywood show trial. And I tell you the fact that these were all Trump people, and he probably didn't even watch them. This is the problem. You didn't watch it. You didn't read the indictments. You didn't read the January 6th report. You didn't watch any of them. And Dan Bongino and certain people told you, and Sean Hannity and Tucker told you not to watch. And you are pretty isolated in your amount of information that you take in. And this is what I've been trying to tell people. Look, if you really, and you probably don't, this is the problem. You don't want to know what the truth is. You're happy in your little fairy tale land. But yeah, the election wasn't stolen. There's never been any evidence of that whatsoever to this day. As a matter of fact, it's been so investigated. Let me put it to you this way. The sun being a ball of ice, the earth being 4,000 years old, and the 2020 election being stolen through massive voter fraud are equally fucking insane. That is, I don't even know if you realize how loony a position you hold. It is that off the charts. That's, you know, it's not about belief. You can't say, you know, I don't believe in gravity. Well, I don't believe Biden got 80 million votes. Well, it's not a matter of, some things are math, they're not belief. You don't get to say, I don't believe in gravity. I don't believe the sun is a fiery ball. You know, you can, but we don't have to take you seriously, and we should all work real hard to make sure these people stay in the back of the bus, right? They don't need to be driving the bus. They can come along. They got a right to be. There's no right to be. There's no law against being a ding-dong. I support your right to be an absolute lunatic. There's no doubt about it. The only thing that I want to try to work towards is to make sure you ding-dongs don't get a hold of the wheel because, Can you imagine the clown car driving the American bus? Oh my God. Woo. So back to the back of the bus there, you clown car. And thank you for, you know, just clearly showing what I'm talking about here. This is the response you get. So you can't reason with these people. So get out and vote and, you know, Because I don't know if you can change people's minds. People seem pretty ingrained. So, you know, we're going to have to take care of this ourselves. You know, I'll vote for Biden. I'll tell you right now. I can't stand the guy. But you know, if it comes down to the lesser of two evils in such a profound way, I just might have to vote for Biden. Because, I can't imagine these people driving. So there you have it, folks. Mike Pence is a swamp rat.